Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
YouTube shooting spree injures 4, kills 1. By Issy Lapowski, Louise Matsakis, and Natasha Tiku. At least one person was killed and 4 others wounded following a shooting at YouTube's headquarters Tuesday afternoon. 4 victims were being transported to local hospitals, though the extent of their injuries was unknown. San Bruno police say one woman was found with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound and is believed to be the shooter. In a press conference Tuesday afternoon, San Bruno Police Chief Ed Barberini said police arrived at YouTube's headquarters at 12:48 p.m. Pacific Time and found employees fleeing the building. They encountered one victim outside the building, one near the entrance, and 2 more at adjacent businesses. Zuckerberg, San Francisco General Hospital spokesperson Brent Andrew, told a local ABC affiliate that the hospital is treating a 36-year-old male in critical condition, a 32-year-old female in serious condition, and a 27-year-old female in fair condition. At a later press conference at the hospital, Andre Campbell, a trauma surgeon, said the patients are all awake and aware of what happened. On an unusually warm spring afternoon, YouTube employees, most with their badges hanging from belt loops, walked away from the company's headquarters in handfuls or clusters, quiet and looking slightly dazed as helicopters buzzed overhead. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki, in an oversized thin down coat, was flanked by fellow employees who gestured reporters away. The group walked into another YouTube office nearby. Black shuttle buses lined up 5 in a row outside the office, but stood empty for more than an hour. Ride-sharing cars arrived to take many employees home. Diana Arnspiger, who works in YouTube Media Operations, said she saw the shooter from a patio on the building's second floor. Arnspiger said she had never seen the woman before and did not believe she worked at YouTube. "It was a big gun. I know guns because my father was in law enforcement," she said. Arnspiger heard a couple of shots before she saw the woman and then heard a couple more. Arnspiger said she was doing okay, doing all right, feeling fortunate to make it out and that everyone I know is safe. Reports of the shooting appeared on Twitter shortly before 1 p.m. The San Bruno Police Department urged people to stay away from YouTube's address at 901 Cherry Avenue. Several YouTube employees also took to Twitter to recount what they had seen and heard. According to one account, workers barricaded themselves inside their office space. Vadim Lavrusik tweeted, "Active shooter at YouTube HQ. Heard shots and saw people running while at my desk. Now barricaded inside a room with coworkers." Another product manager described a rumbling coming from the floor that felt like an earthquake and saw blood in the hallway. Todd Sherman, "I looked down and saw blood drips on the floor and stairs. Peeked around for threats and then we headed downstairs and out the front." Live footage showed police storming the building and YouTube employees filing out of the building with their hands up. Misinformation spread wildly on social media in the immediate aftermath of the shooting, when reports of the shooter's identity were still unclear. The shooter was alternately described by some media as a 30-year-old white woman, and by other eyewitness accounts as a man in full body armor. YouTube is owned by Google, part of Alphabet.